As we have agreed, we'll deal with the plans later on. We'll just take note of the report here, and I would like to take this opportunity to say welcome to the incoming new chair of Scientific Committee. I forgot to do that. That's Doug DeMaster, being here for the first time to report to us. And thank you very much also for being brief and concise when you did so. I open this report for comments from the floor. The paper is open. USA, New Zealand, Germany, Brazil. UK, Norway, Italy, South Africa. Since I want to finish this tonight, I would be happy to draw a line somewhere. Australia and US. Can I draw a line there? We actually have USA, New Zealand, Germany, Brazil, Norway, UK, Italy, South Africa, Australia on the list. And I draw a line there with your permission. Thank you. So US, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm last in order. I believe it's UK that should be first in the process, and I will yield to them.
Okay, there might have been a misunderstanding here. Would UK like to get on the floor now? UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm grateful to the US delegation. I'd like to thank Dr. DeMaster for his concise and excellent report. Clearly, this committee, which has been much lambasted by speakers today, has actually done some extremely useful work. We believe that whale watching is the only viable, sustainable utilization of the whale resource, and we believe that even then it is vital that such activity is carried out under sensible and well-regulated conditions. That is why we are pleased to fund the workshop going on in South Africa. And as I mentioned in the Finance and Administration Committee the other day, I have a good deal of sympathy for South Africa's sorrow that funds could not be found to permit representation of representatives from the Scientific Committee to attend that workshop. Quite clearly, Mr. Chairman, the economic viability of quail watching is markedly greater than the current economic viability of consumptive utilization of whale. And it is, therefore, to be encouraged. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. I have New Zealand. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We welcome the report. The 1946 Whaling Convention, in its preamble, articulates the intent that underpins the convention. For example, it recognises the need to safeguard whales for future generations. It also sought to limit the economic and nutritional impact such safeguards may cause. These principles were, in effect, the foundation blocks that has enabled the Commission to build its most current position, that is, the sustainable utilisation of whales. I accept that when the preamble was drafted, the only economic utilisation of whales at that moment of time was whaling. However, in today's context, that is no longer true. At the 52nd IWC meeting in London, the Commission heard how Whale Watch was active in over 87 countries and territories, that over 450 communities were participating, that it was an industry worth over $1 billion. When I registered yesterday, I received, thanks to the German government, a publication titled The Best Whale Watching in Europe. This publication also reinforces the scope, size and importance whale watching is having in Europe. In New Zealand, whale watching has become a national icon, and forms one of the iconic images used by a national tourism body in its global marketing campaign. In my own community of Kaikoura, I cannot overemphasise the economic, social and cultural importance and value now placed on whale watching. As an Indigenous people, our history records the great migrations of our ancestors into Wales throughout the South Pacific. This history now being turned into an amazing movie called The Whale Rider. And for the Indigenous people of Kaikoura, whale watching gives us the ability to once again ride on the back of the whale. For these reasons, it is inappropriate to consider whaling as the dominant model for the utilisation of whales. The Commission has rightfully addressed the nutritional impact of safeguarding the whales with its Aboriginal subsistence whaling scheme. It has rightfully addressed and continues to address the question of conservation through its scientific committee, moratorium and sanctuaries. However, in the economic utilisation of whales, or in other words, the sustainable use of whales, whale watching must be accepted as important, if not more important than whaling. In conclusion, whale watching from an economic and conservation perspective is more important than whaling. The question of sustainable utilisation of whales can no longer be addressed purely from a whaling perspective. It must be considered from a whale watching perspective. Finally, in the words of my old people, embrace the knowledge of earth and kindness to all people. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. And before giving the floor to Germany, I would like to remind you again that we have the German minister waiting for us at 7 o'clock. Germany, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Therefore, I will be brief. We want to thank the chairman of the Scientific Committee, and we think it's a very good report, and we should give all our support to the scientific activities. And we want to associate ourselves with a statement made by UK that it is a pity that there was no money for the workshop. We hope we can find a solution for that afterwards. As our minister has said this morning, we think that whale watching is sustainable use of a natural resource which should be developed. And we think it is a possibility, especially for developing countries, to get a better income from tourism. And therefore, we should use this chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. I have Brazil, followed by Norway. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll be brief too, though the issue is of extreme importance to my country. As you know, Brazil attaches great importance to whale watching as a legitimate, appropriate, and sustainable use of whale resources. We have strived to participate fully in the scientific discussions that have been held at the appropriate subcommittee and the scientific committee under the able chairmanship of Dr. Kato there. The results of the ongoing discussions show very clearly that, on one hand, whale-watching operations have contributed enormously to scientific research worldwide, and on another, there is a clear and pressing need for developing countries who wish to manage its whale-watching operations sustainably to continue seeking proper scientific advice. Brazil, therefore, encourages the Commission and its scientific committee to continue giving proper consideration to whale-watching. We would also like to commend the government of South Africa for convening in early 2004 a workshop to bring together scientists and managers to discuss the matter, and we look forward to continue cooperating with the Commission and other member states on this vitally important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. I have Norway, followed by Italy. Norway, please.
Chair, thank you. I just make the statement, brief, that Norway consider whale watching to be outside the mandate of the convention. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway, for being brief. Italy, followed by South Africa. Italy, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, Italy would like to give its warm welcome to Dr. De Master as new chair of the Scientific Committee, and thank him for his report on whale watching, which, as is known, is of great importance to Italy, who believes that whale watching is a perfectly legitimate sustainable use of whales, and the only reason why it's not included in the convention and explicitly mentioned is that because there was no whale watching when the convention was written. For Italy, whale watching is a potential of great importance because of the whales that are existing in our waters. And Italy will continue to provide its support also within the scientific committee. And in particular, we would like to join the appeal that was made by the distinguished commissioner from the UK that we would like to see the scientific committee of the IWC participating to the workshop that South Africa is organizing in the coming months. And I wish us to find ways for that to be possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. I have South Africa, followed by Australia. South Africa, please.
Thank you, Chair. South Africa used to be a whaling country. It is now involved in whale watching. And I believe it is incumbent upon members of this commission to acknowledge that times have moved on and that whale watching is important. I'd like to thank the chair of the scientific committee for the excellent report and presenting it here. I'd like to thank the UK for their support in facilitating the workshop that is due to take place in Cape Town. I believe such a workshop critically depends on two issues. The one is that we establish a solid and strong scientific base so that that can be reported back to the Commission. And secondly, to demonstrate the economic benefits so that developing countries derive direct benefit from this. For the rest, I support the comments that have already been made in this regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, South Africa. I have Australia, followed by USA, which is the end.
I'd like to note the contribution of Wally Stone, of delegate from New Zealand, giving us the account of the benefits to indigenous peoples in the Pacific area. I think this should be noted. And I know of other examples. For example, in the Kingdom of Tonga, it's estimated that each humpback whale brings Tonga the equivalent of well over $18,000 per year. And if you look at that over a lifetime, it's approximately $1 million. Within Australia, whale watching, as with South Africa, is an expanding industry, and we have now an Australian Whale and Dolphin Watching Association. A representative of that association is present in this meeting as part of the new International Alliance of Commercial Whale Watchers, and I think we should welcome this development. I think the next step for the IWC is to commit adequate resources to the workshop to be held in South Africa to discuss scientific findings about whale watching and their implications for management. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. The last speaker on the list, USA. US, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I will be brief. The US proudly joins others to welcome Dr. DeMaster in his position as the Scientific Committee Chairman. Further, we associate ourselves with all those that are in support of whale watching. Thank you.
Thank you, US, also for being brief. I have heard the discussions and would like to suggest now that we take note of the report and adopt the recommendations in there. Seems to be the case. Therefore, the agenda item 5 is closed, and that actually concludes the work for today. And I have to inform you that this room will be closed 30 minutes after the closure of the session, and the media room will be closed 1 hour after the end of the session. And We should start tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you very much for today.